Fishbowl Podcast is sponsored by Utah's Hogle Zoo. If you want to visit Utah's Hogle Zoo, visit utahshoglezoo.org.
I'm like 6'12", parent to the floor. Your toes never thought I'd be a licking about the hardcore. No, I ain't got no sock. No, I never really did a club. So exciting with my step. Also, think you can find the job in right. You licking it, you out licking, but I just made beam the line.
You don't want to cry at me in my large square teeth.
Fisher, take the mic.
It's episode 10. Annual
for the fanual.
And the Fisher likes men.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. We still support him.
Okay, that was the worst. Oh my gosh, guys. Welcome back, the fam. It's Fishboat Podcast. I'm your host, Fisher.
Episode 10, question mark?
Episode 10.
Bro, can we get a...
We've gone, seriously, 10 episodes with you guys. And
that's 10 weeks.
More than 10 weeks.
That's a lot of 10 weeks. Hey. And over that time, a lot of things have happened.
First off, Fisher's
lost his flow.
Today was bad. Especially with drumming. I feel like whenever I'm on the spot with drumming, I just lose the beat, and they're all like expecting me to like do something, and I just like mess up.
Hey, how about we stop drumming?
Let's stop doing
that.
I just think drumming's fun, though.
Let's give up on that passion.
Okay, yeah, that's true. But for real, though, I just wanted to give you guys an apology right now.
Give you an apology right now.
Because we've been gone for a little bit. And I know you guys have been expecting us to stand for you and, like, hold you in our arms. But we've been absent. And
we're so sorry.
We left you guys in the dark. But we want you guys to know that you have found the light.
Yes,
and we're back. And we are not going to skip this ever again because, listen.
We love you.
We have made you guys a responsibility and literally.
Okay.
No. Thank you, Jake.
I'm back, by the way.
I was in a
trance, let's just say. But in that trance, I discovered something. It's called an hour of silence, occasionally broken up by Vine Boom sound effect. All right, so in the background, you might be hearing some of that. Let's go with it.
Cringe. Put a little
cringe.
Thank you, Jake. All right, let's let everybody else know who's here today.
Hey, welcome back to our annual podcast, by the way.
I'm sorry, I don't even know what annual means.
Why is it an annual podcast?
Yearly.
I know where that means.
Well, we'll start with Sam, who is here, and
we got actually another guest today. The same guy that makes fruit leather. Go ahead and introduce her.
Hi, my name is Coleman. I make fruit leather.
You guys remember him?
Yeah. Remember that episode? Like the beginning got cut out.
Yeah. That's no true. Freestyle.
Oh yeah, that was.
Yeah, that is my bad, by the way.
So should we make Coleman freestyle right now? Just make up for it.
Yeah.
Ready, Coleman?
All right,
we'll lay down another beat.
Let me give him a drum.
Waiting since episode 2.
Hey!
Like, you got the flu.
Hey!
I don't know what to do.
Hey!
Woo! Oh,
that's
man.
That's kind of breaking a sweat there.
Dude, yeah, you were. You need a rag,
you were
bro.
Sweaty. Sweaty.
That was nice, though. Hey, Drooper John, remember that.
Okay.
Who was that just talked?
What?
Guest?
What?
Another guest?
Two guests?
Yeah,
two
guys.
Guests
we have six people today. Go ahead.
So, if you. You guys would, you guys heard those sick beat drops? Yeah, it was yours truly, Ethan Woody. You know, I'm here.
Ethan Woody, we need a good old.
It's been a long time coming. No, it's just
I wasn't sure when I was going to make my appearance, but yeah, here I am, finally on episode 10, a milestone.
Episode 10, guys.
Hey, Martha, if you're listening to this, please contact us.
We don't really even know how to...
Yeah. And by the way, Ethan hasn't listened to a single episode of this podcast. So
and Martha, we know that you are an actual fan. We know that you will.
So just message us, and next Fishbowl podcast, you will be on here.
Also, we have another announcement to make. We just hit 100 followers on our Instagram.
No way.
Thank you.
And you know what that means.
Thank you so much.
You know what that means.
Now, we have a plan for our face reveal. Now, we might be doing something on Saturday with a professional photographer.
This is true.
What?
With, like, some nice clothes on, too.
Or no clothes on.
Maybe no clothes.
No clothes if you
Harrison won't be wearing clothes.
DM us if you prefer the clothing.
You can purchase those.
Yeah, if you want our clothes pictures, they will be on our Instagram at Fishboat Podcast. No spaces,
Saturday? No caps. And please tell all the homies.
If you
want
our other pictures, they'll be in the link.
Tell the homies of our podcast. We are literally what's up. Okay,
we
are. Like a lot of people don't understand.
When you're
what
down,
we do
we're
here.
What's up.
We're down too.
We're down for whatever.
We're circles.
We're literally a circle.
But really, though, I want you guys to tell your friends, your family, your cousins, your friends and family. And
Their cousins. Maybe if you know anybody, like, overseas.
Yeah,
yes. Make we're trying to get this international.
Mainly from
Tanzania.
Yeah,
there
Tanzania.
We go.
That's
yeah.
the spot.
Do you think they still listen?
I'm sure they do.
We also have a German in town.
Oh, we do.
We have a few Germans in town.
Yeah. We can get a lot of European publicity.
You like that, Fisher?
All right. Now, speaking of Saturday, we've got big news about what we're going to do Saturday. Fisher, would you like to introduce the awesome movie we're about to watch on Saturday? Kind of get us started on that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right. Last week on Amazon Prime, if you don't have Amazon Prime, please buy Amazon Prime because it's worth it. Because
visit the Hogel Zoo.
Visit the Hogel Zoo. That is
are we
exactly
sponsored by
true.
Amazon yet?
They have zebras, bro.
We're working on it.
Yes. You need Amazon Prime, okay? But for real. They have a movie that came out last week, and it is a remake of Disney Cinderella. And
how original.
I can tell you the cast, and you'll be blown away. Ready,
let's
guys?
Hear it. I'll hear it.
My lover, Camila Cabello.
Whoa!
Hey, can we get a sample of Camila Cabello? Just so they
let's put on a Camila Cabello song, just so people remember know who she is. You guys know who Camila is, right?
I know who she is.
Yeah, so we're going to be watching that Saturday, and on the next podcast, we'll drop a biggie review on how we felt about this movie.
Right. This is Camila, if you guys don't even know.
Oh, man. Oh, shoot. This is a throwback.
Oh.
The copyright.
Oh, wait.
Don't worry. There's no... We
it's
don't get
fine.
Copyright.
We don't have enough... Listen.
Oh,
did you hear that? Imagine her singing a Cinderella song, bro. Oh, that's better than any Cinderella we've ever had.
That's true. I can agree with that. I can agree with that statement.
So, yes, next week on our next episode, we are going to give a Camila review. We can actually do a breakdown if you guys want.
We literally can.
We can do a YouTube breakdown.
A YouTube breakdown while we're watching the movie.
That is a great idea.
A full live stream.
Yeah.
Right here in Sam's basement. Sounds good.
Right here.
But now that we're on the topic of movies, let's start us out with movie time. Give us our intro.
Movie time. It's fun to see the movies that we love. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wait, you guys make that when I was gone?
It needs
It was not the same as last time. He's just making them.
I don't remember the last time one.
I forgot too.
It's like
I know the days of the
movies,
week.
Movies, movies. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Days
yeah,
of the
gotta
week. Love the movies. Yeah.
So let's start off with movies. That came out recently.
Shang-Chi.
Free Guy.
Free Guy.
Let's start out with Free Guy.
I haven't seen it.
It was...
Gripping.
Sweet fantasy, baby.
It was really good, actually. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as well, you know?
Yeah.
Just
it was a sweet movie.
Ryan Reynolds could have my babies.
Really?
Yep, no, me too.
That's my statement.
Can we just ignore that? What he just said?
Acceptable.
No, I agree with him.
Like, I wouldn't have his babies, but, like, if he wanted to be the father of my children, I wouldn't complain.
I feel like the characters, they pull you in, they grab you. It's almost unnatural, but you know, it's.
Why are they grabbing you unnaturally?
It was very. It was amazing in the theater.
Heyo!
Heyo! So go to this movie because the characters grab you unnaturally.
If you're into that,
what is it? What is that movie even about? Can I?
It's about a little. He's like a video game character.
He's about. He's living his life in almost a GTA type setting.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Interesting.
It's really funny. It's
and
funny.
He finds out he's a movie character through a person in the real world, and that's about as much as we can say without destroying.
He finds
out. We don't want to spoil the whole premise. You know.
Appreciate
that. Breakdown
though.
Yeah. Don't, Coleman. Come on.
But not on purpose.
We're not talking about
really
free will.
Right, that explained everything.
I guess gripping does kind of describe it though, because the characters literally come out and touch you in ways you could
unnatural ways.
Marvel came out with a movie last week too.
Oh, it was
Shang. His name is not Shang. Actually, it's pronounced Shang.
Shang-Chi.
That was one of the coolest movies I ever saw.
I loved it, guys.
Personally, I did not watch it yet. So.
Yeah, likewise. Same.
But like. Just, oh my goodness.
What
you
I can say,
watch.
It's
personally,
probably the...
boycott Marvel.
No, this was a good one.
It's probably one of the best choreographed, you know,
like
sequences I've seen.
I have a good way to describe
it. Don't get me started about Snake Eyes.
Bro, we're not talking about Snake Eyes anymore. We're talking about four times in a row.
Snake Eyes.
No. Thank you. Ethan loves Snake Eyes, too.
Cancel Snake Eyes and cancel
Fisher.
Okay,
but let me describe, like,
Shang-Chi
in the best way possible. It's kind of like... Americanized Chinese food, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's really, it's like all this, like, it's got some Asian heritage, but it's mainly it's Americanized, you know, and it's really good, and that's all I can say.
Yeah,
that's exactly like Chinese food. Okay,
I do love Chinese food.
Gotta love
it.
We're okay. Good thing
Ryan's not here, else he'd
be bullying
me.
Well, you should have seen last episode.
I don't.
You listened to the last episode? Anyway, if you haven't heard the last episode, go watch it.
Yo, let's do
it. It was our funniest one.
Episode 9. It was so all right. Funny, guys.
So
shut up, Ethan. You haven't listened to it.
What? I thought that was a phone at first.
Okay.
Start all right, guys. Sorry. We're getting off topic. Hey, what are we even talking about?
Shang-Chi.
That's actually Chinese pinyin.
In Chinese, it's actually chur.
Chur.
No, it's
Shang-Chi.
Chur-chi.
No, it'd be Shang-Chi.
Isn't it chur?
Or just Shang-Chi.
Chur.
But go watch it. Just go watch it.
Yeah, we're going to stop saying his name. All right. We're going to butcher it every time. But other stuff that's coming out lately, what are some TV shows going on?
What If?
The What If series?
Oh, yeah, What If?
Oh, the Muppets are dropping a Haunted Mansion themed television show.
I'm so excited.
Around October 9th?
October
31st.
The priest, or like the people that like actually buy it.
Is Eddie Murphy going to be in?
It's before that.
No, it's just the Muppet Show. It's like the Muppet Shows, but it's Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
Yes.
So no Eddie Murphy. So no,
but like, if you don't want to
basically
pay
the,
for it, it's on the 31st.
The best streaming device to have right now, in my opinion, is Disney Plus.
It's gotta be.
Yeah, and then come around October 1st, you might want Netflix because they're getting Seinfeld. Fun fact. Seinfeld's
I feel like
show.
Amazon, like, you should just have. Prime? That's just something you'd kind of need.
Yeah, I don't have that.
It's like it's got like pretty much everything.
Yeah, Camila Cabello.
Personally, I've been really enjoying Hulu lately.
I love Hulu.
Yeah, like Hulu is a good time.
Hulu has live sports.
It does, and it has regular shows.
When those commercials were coming out, I was loving Hulu.
But we can't forget about HBO Max, guys.
No, shush.
What?
No.
That's what he hates HBO Max.
All the homies hate HBO Max.
Why? I love HBO Max.
That's because you
free Zack Snyder, and then we'll like HBO Max.
Bro, it has all the like the Rocky movies on it, and it also has like Batman movies on it.
Free Zack Snyder, and then we'll like
Batman movies.
It's like Dark Knight. Dude, it has everything. All DC. It's all Warner Brothers.
Hot take, Dark Knight Rises, best Batman.
What?
Hot take.
Wait, sorry?
What is going on?
Wait, say that again.
Dark Knight Rises, best Batman.
Actually, I disagree. I feel like Dark Knight is better.
I feel like the new one with, what's his name?
Yeah.
Oh, Addison. Did you guys see the new trailer? Did you guys see the new trailer?
No, I haven't yet. But
I did see a little bit, yes.
It didn't really show anything different, but it does look amazing.
What about the new Spider-Man trailer?
No,
stop. Oh,
no. Well, you were freaking out. Okay, no,
it has Mind Goblin. Boy, have you guys seen Mind Goblin?
It's going to have a
boycott.
Okay, no, but hear me out.
Mind Goblin. It looks like a super villain from Spy Kids.
Mind Goblin. That's all I gotta say.
Jake, everybody that's
Jake,
like,
you said it six times. We heard you six
everybody
times.
Everybody that's seen the trailer shows that like Doctor Strange does something that like messes up reality. But wouldn't Doctor Strange know not to do that?
Right. So what if it's like a scroll?
What?
Couldn't it be like a scroll?
You
know,
what?
Like, the people from Captain Marvel.
Is it December?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. Like that's an interesting.
That's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
Do we want to do a fight?
Okay, so basically we're gonna
do our top three Star Wars characters.
Or should we do a
like what is it in terms like, of like
in,
combat?
Let's say
no, just your favorite,
just
favorite ones.
The favorite ones that you've like grown up
yes.
loving. Okay,
okay. And
who
then,
we start with?
I'll start. So my number one has always been Kit Fisto. Duh.
Obviously.
Easily the most.
Debatable.
He's the green dude, right?
Yeah,
well, it's
so,
a personal opinion.
So cool.
I don't think you can debate a personal opinion. Kit Fisto. What can't you love about him? He's the peaceful Jedi. He can go underwater. He has all the agreements with
the underwater is pretty dope.
Underwater, sick. And then he's a green lightsaber wielder. So that's awesome. I'm gonna go Jedi only because I've always just been like a Jedi fan. As much as you guys want to like love, actually,
bro, bounty hunters are
we'll
right
see.
Sad.
Next, I'm gonna say Obi-Wan because duh, I'm a casual.
Casual.
It's whatever.
I do like Obi.
Third one?
Which one?
I would say.
Which one? Both?
I would say Captain Cody or
Commander Cody.
Cad Bane.
Oh, okay.
Dude, Cad Bane.
Cad Bane's pretty
I
dope.
Love Cad Bane.
Dude,
my
love
problem,
Cad
though,
Bane.
Is his voice in Clone Wars bugged me.
You don't like Cad Bane's voice? Bro, it's just part of it.
Also,
it just sounded like Squidward.
Also,
it looks like Squidward.
Also Darth Maul.
Darth Maul's
dope.
Okay, you
Darth
can't say Darth
Maul.
You want to say Darth Maul?
Hear,
no,
I want to hear.
You can only say your top three.
I want to hear Coleman's
opinion. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys the cliche, but I'm going to give you a little more depth to my reasons. So you're going to be like, oh my gosh, he's so dumb.
Yeah.
Number one for me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Easy.
Yeah.
He just stays level-headed throughout all the films. He doesn't try to do too much, but he always just does his job.
Does what's right.
Does
yeah.
what's right. He's a good guy.
He's a Jedi Knight.
He's a Jedi Knight.
Sick.
Who says you get to go next?
Number two for me.
I want to go next.
Literally
go next.
Zip it, dude.
Okay. Number two for
dude,
me.
Next.
I'm the guest.
Qui-Gon Jinn is a little unorthodox.
Oh my.
What?
I do like Qui-Gon.
I do like.
He was unorthodox. He said weird stuff, but I thought he was. That is a good movie.
Got a particular set of skills.
Skills, the Iron Man.
A nightmare to people like you.
Okay, Colvin.
Yeah, do that again, real quick.
Make me a nightmare to people like you.
Say, wait. What is the other thing
you
said?
I will hold you down. I will find you.
Yeah,
and
look.
Okay,
and then you say. What do you say?
And I say,
good luck.
Okay, three for me, and I know I'm going to get a bad reaction from this one.
Padme,
just,
I already know.
No,
I feel it in my bones.
It's Darth Vader. Greatest screen presence of any villain of all time.
It's true.
He steps onto the screen, and you just get, like,
you know what's
chills.
Cool about Darth Vader is he's never, ever, ever on the screen for too long.
That's true.
He
in,
just comes
in
and you're, like,
Hope,
terrified.
He was, like, 12 minutes of screen time.
Not even. It was
like, a very, but, like, he walked... I mean, for any, like, one thing that, like, cemented that spot for Darth Vader for me was Rogue One. That hallway
oh
scene.
My
just,
oh, my gosh.
You hear that?
It's terrifying.
Yeah. Like,
you know it's over.
Everyone in the whole, like, dead's, like, you could hear a pin drop, and, like, everyone just.
Can we discuss how Anakin's actually the Chosen One, and it's not Luke?
No.
Sure. Anakin brought the end to the Empire.
That's what it, here's a weird theory for you. So I know the sequels weren't well received.
It's not Luke.
It is because of Luke.
Who Anyways. Had Luke? It was literally him.
Yeah, but
bro,
like,
he was
Luke,
not
Luke
his.
Brought him back. He brought him back to the game.
Exactly.
That's true.
That's a fair point. But who
Luke
did?
Will,
it? Who
this
took the sacrifice?
This is personal opinion to me. Luke will always be the greatest Jedi.
Oh, keep it to your top
sorry,
three.
Sorry.
Big up.
My turn. Can I go now?
Yeah.
Okay. Easily number one for me is Mace Windu. I mean, I think he's just absolutely dope.
That scene in the original Clone Wars, like cartoon, where he just like
Mace Windu was a jerk.
That show was sick.
The thing that made me mad about the new Clone Wars is they don't use the Force like ever.
Yeah, and when they do, it's like overpowered. Yeah. It like, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
Mace Windu, I like him so much because he battles with the light and the dark so much, but unlike Anakin, he didn't let the dark consume him. His light was...
Well, we can't forget, he had a purple lightsaber.
And that...
That's just Samuel L. Jackson being literally the coolest guy to ever
live. Exactly.
Number two, for me, is easily... Captain Rex. He's just so iconic. One of the greatest clone troopers.
I say Captain Phasma.
Which one did you mean? Did you mean Commander Cody or Captain Rex?
I meant Commander Cody. I'm so stupid. I'm such a casual.
You're such a cash. Yeah, he's just one of the most just iconic iconic clones. Like he's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
And then to finish it off, I'd have to say Jar Jar Binks.
What?
No. You did that on like don't even try to
defend yourself.
Are you talking about like Darth Jar Jar, like the cool like fan theories where he's like literally
Clone Wars,
a Sith Lord?
In Clone Wars, he actually kind of goes.
He kind of does.
Dude, he's not Darth Jar.
They just wanted to redeem him. They wanted to make the character make sense.
Then he was still so
dumb.
It's just the voice. It's really.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do Jake then Fisher since.
And so.
All right, guys.
You'll be last.
I'm kind of the biggest casual of all.
Yeah,
I
know.
But I like memes, okay? So that's where I come
from. Oh, no.
Next!
Jabba the Hutt is my number one.
Okay. Fisher,
Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, man.
I want to hear this. I want to hear the rest.
And, and Jar Jar Binks.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And then
okay.
Chewbacca.
Okay. Go, Fisher.
That's about all I know.
I know Luke. I know the Vader.
Shut up.
Okay.
Okay, my number one, it's got to be Darth Vader. No, but really, though.
No, it's true.
He's sick.
His character and his energy all throughout, it's been like a changing thing from like cinematic history by like being such a powerful presence on screen.
He is one of the greatest villains ever.
Yeah, I actually think he is the greatest villain ever created.
Either him or Joker.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
but like,
that's the next topic.
How many villains do you know that you hear like their literal like sound box, and it's like, oh my gosh, the
Bane.
Crap's about to hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Bane.
Yeah.
What's Bane's?
He's sick.
But
okay,
I feel like he's
but
not.
Joker's
way cooler.
Yeah.
Let's do this next. This is the next topic.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry.
Number
I'd say number two, Luke Skywalker. Because
you like the Skywalker
thing. Dude, you're more casual than me.
No, for real.
The Jabba the Hutt. Shut up.
Yeah, I'm gonna. No, for real, Luke Skywalker. Because I feel like his story of being like a Jedi is the greatest story.
You like
Ezra?
Being Yondu.
No, we don't talk about that.
What about Ezra?
Ezra's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool.
But
about Ben Solo.
Well, if we're going into more than canon, I like Darth Raven.
And my third.
I feel like he was. I just feel like the Knights, like KOTOR, didn't really like feel like Star Wars.
Yeah, but he's just so cool.
He is sick. Like his whole like story, but like the whole thing where like he comes back to life. You know. Sorry. Keep going.
Well, so does Emperor Palpatine, and that's canon.
Yeah,
so Disney,
canon.
Disney Star Wars
canon.
Isn't canon.
It's not canon.
Anyway, Fisher, number three.
I'd have to go with Darth Maul.
You
three.
Took mine.
Darth Maul is.
Darth Maul's the most underrated.
I still haven't heard another job with
Darth Maul in the Clone Wars and Rebels is so cool.
Dude.
His voice actor. And his death.
And
his
it's the same voice actor in the Han Solo movie, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
His official death in like the Rebels series
that was
is
the greatest
one of the
only
most
one.
Emotional scenes.
I know, but it was super anticlimactic, not going to lie.
The fight was kind of...
Well, they're both... Awesome.
It was cool because it lasted a second. It was like realistic.
Because
yeah.
Like
I get that.
You think
like,
the you think old Ben Kenobi and Darth Maul, who's barely even alive anymore, would take
fair.
A big fight?
That's true.
I like it because it was peaceful, and he was like, "Tell me, is he the chosen one?" Like,
well, that was one of my favorite parts about the fight between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader in the fourth one,
mm-hmm.
is because like their movements were so slow, but like. It was like more of a battle of the mind, you
but
know.
Every single one of them had a reason, you know. Like
yeah.
every single one of their moves was like plant.
It
was.
It was like there's more of a battle of the mind. And that's what I because they're like both old, but they're like super skilled.
All right, Sam's turn.
Samuel.
Okay. So, These are going to be super not common. So my first one's Embo. You know Embo?
Huh?
He's in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, the hat.
He's got like the
he's the bounty hunter with the shield
crossbow.
Are you freaking kidding? That's your favorite character.
He's sick.
He's sick.
He's your favorite character.
He just bothers
character.
Me because
yeah.
he's always in the way.
Bro, he's so cool. Okay, second one. Babu Frick.
I remember him. He's from Rise of Skywalker, right? Yeah, he's so funny.
That's the most in-depth character. Just like the depth of that character is crazy, you know? Third. Let's Kit Fisto. I can't. Yeah, he's so attractive. All
right, and that's
Bro,
our Star
not as
Wars
attractive
list.
As freaking like Poe Dameron. Bro.
Also, can we respect Darth Maul for just two more seconds and say
yeah,
he literally killed Qui-Gon Jinn, one of the most powerful masters in the universe? And if Obi-Wan didn't get Darth Maul, would have been the next up apprentice of General Palpatine.
Can we also have some honorable mentions like Yoda?
R2.
Oh, yeah, Yoda.
Yeah.
Yoda's cool, but that's so
Yoda's
cliche because, like,
let's not forget
Han Solo's
droids.
Annoying.
It's not all that we're just, like,
yeah, what about
iconic.
R2-D2.
Roger.
And C3PO.
No, not those droids. R2-D2 and C3PO.
Oh,
no, I hate them.
I'm going to say, I mean,
the Bounty Hunter droid, that
when I was getting into Star Wars, when I, like, became a fan, no, it was, like, how long ago was that?
2 months?
No. Shut up. I've been a Star Wars fan for a long time. But I still think, even though he's not like a, I think he's a fun character. I really like BB-8. I think BB-8's really cool.
Dude,
I
you
like
just cemented your place.
No, what's the other droid cash. That they brought in the last movie? I love that guy.
Wait, what?
The other droid that they brought in with
BB-8. Oh, yeah, the little wheelie really one?
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, another one I'm surprised they didn't hear is Han Solo.
I mean, he made the Kessel Run in less than 12 more seconds.
Ethan didn't even say Kira, and he has a Kira shirt. So, I mean, I don't know what that's about.
But
I'm
going to...
Who's... No, you can go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Han is just... He's so iconic. He's literally like... He's like in between good guy, bounty hunter, smuggler. Like, he's just... He has
so many
different character traits in him that just make him...
We forgot
really,
Hondo, too. Hondo is my favorite Clone Wars character.
He's a cool pirate guy, bro.
Classic.
Star Wars is the greatest Western ever in the history of the universe.
Yeah, it's a Western.
It's literally a cowboy movie.
That is true.
In space.
With swords.
Yep.
And with
speaking of Star Wars, watch Spaceballs. It's funny.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Boo Star Trek. Boo.
We love Star Trek, but boo.
Wait. The ones with Chris Pine were pretty good.
I've never seen Star Trek, so I don't
know what
you're
talking about. Oh, yes. You can't boo it.
I've seen
all right.
A little bit of it. It's not as good.
Days of the week.
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 Well, that was kind of...
anticlimactic.
Wait, hold on.
Starting
what do I do? Holidays today?
No, look up... like national days of the week.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, you should already have
our
this done.
Our techie is slacking. We need Ryan.
Well,
where are you, Ryan?
We miss Ryan.
I've been doing that one thing.
Ryan,
with,
please.
You're at glance. You're at a glance.
Okay, what's today? September 10th?
That's true.
Today is September
9th.
It's the 9th. Guys, you guys put a lot of pressure on just me.
Yes.
All right, National Teddy Bear Day.
Is that Monday?
September
9th?
Today.
When you go to bed tonight, make sure you cuddle with that bear as tight as you can.
Your teddy.
Yep. Yes.
Ah, that's my dog.
Your teddy.
Care Bears, share your care day.
What? I have a Care Bear Funko Pop.
Wait, this is also September 9th?
Yes.
Wait, what's everything? What's with the dip? The bear?
There's
the bears.
Two more good ones. Bear theme today? Question mark?
Bear theme.
Bear theme.
All you furries that like to be bears,
this?
Come outside. Please. Please. I'm
you
begging.
Like
no.
A hug.
No.
Yeah.
Actually, please.
You'll get a bear
if
hug.
If you're a furry and you have a bear costume, please. Please.
What?
There's also today, National Wiener Schnitzel Day.
Oh,
hey, there's one of those down in...
It's like a country fried steak, except for German.
Wait, I thought that was a dog.
No, it's a
Wiener Schnitzel's like a country fried steak.
That's a wiener dog, dude.
Yeah, it's very German.
But isn't a schnitzel
very...
a dog, too?
No. It's a Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, a schnitzel.
It's like the one hot dog.
A schnitzel?
Yeah. It's like the
no,
company... Shih Tzu. There's one of those in...
That's a dog.
That is
a dog.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, fun fact, a Wiener Schnitzel is like a country fried steak, but German.
So, not country at all, it's German.
It's German fried steak.
German fried steak.
Delicious.
Absolutely awesome. Delicious. German food is underrated.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah.
You know, so, right? Till we want your love, Germany, please.
That's the other German person.
Hey, y'all, if you guys are in Germany, you guys are missing your boy, Till, because we got him now.
Yeah,
sorry.
We got him.
He's ours. Till.
Till.
Oh, yeah. Till's not coming back to Germany.
Sorry, Till.
If you
family.
Live in Hamburger, don't expect me to come
back. Hamburger, Germany.
Berlin.
My Hamburger. Do we want to go on to like September 10th or?
Let's do it.
Let's go to September 10th.
National Swap.
Stop Night. Talking!
Shit, I didn't even do it. Sorry, what?
National Swap Ideas Day.
Wow.
What does that even mean?
Tomorrow. My idea for this podcast is we kick off Sam and replace him with Ryan again.
No,
I miss you, Ryan.
Ryan
need...
doesn't do anything. Really.
Yeah, but we need our techie back. My other idea is replace Sam. With the cooler version of Sam, who wears sunglasses next time.
Let's swap that idea for something else.
Well, we can still come to Sam's house, though.
Hey, it's not until tomorrow, so let's get our idea swapping on tomorrow.
All right.
I'd rather swap that idea right now.
You out. We're just making you wear sunglasses next time.
That's a lame day of the week. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, September 10th is lame.
Okay, September
National
11th.
TV
let's go.
Dinner day.
September 11th?
No, wait. National TV Dinner Day. Important.
So tomorrow, you need to, instead of going to your homecoming game, all right, you need to be going and watching TV and having a dinner.
Okay? TV Dinner Day is tomorrow?
TV Dinner Day?
September 10th?
Yeah.
That's my favorite day.
Sorry, guys. We're
sorry, guys.
Game.
No
did
game.
You, did you guys ever buy those, like, frozen TV dinners?
No.
I've had those before,
the,
yes.
Like, the ones with the penguin on them?
Yes.
No.
Oh,
or the
God,
hungry man?
The penguin one, bro.
And to make it even more iconic, have a little tray sit right in front
yes,
of the TV.
That's what you do.
Oh, my
and you
gosh.
Put the sprinkles in your pudding.
Have you
yes.
guys ever seen Matilda?
Yes.
That's
yes.
what I've always wanted.
With the
oh
family. Danny DeVito just sitting in front of
them. Dude, I love that.
Could you imagine having a dinner in front of a TV with Danny DeVito? She acted like her life was so hard.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Matilda's such a fake.
Fake.
Nah, we're not doing any more
her family
days of the
was
weeks.
So nice.
I don't like it. I don't like days of the week.
What do you mean?
Because September is just bad.
Fine. All right.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
That was it. That was like
hey.
All of September 10th.
Hey.
Okay, well, let's move on to next week's.
You want to keep going?
Let's
oh,
go.
We got
other
things to talk about.
What are the things?
Donda.
Oh,
Donda
and
Donda.
Boy
Donda.
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 Donda. Donda.
Donda.
Donda.
Donda.
Donda.
Donda.
Okay, first of all,
you know what that song is? It's so much more sad.
Okay, but yeah, everyone makes fun of that song, but the reason he made it is because that's like his mother's last heartbeat, like how the pattern. So that's kind of sad.
That
yeah.
is really
and
sad.
Now I can, like, yeah.
So, but then, you know, people hate. I enjoyed the album after, like, at least 30 listens.
I mean, if you have to give an album 30 listens, I think it's a flaw.
It took about.
I'm
eight
sorry, I didn't even give it a full listen.
That's
I got.
Bad.
To,
it's
I got too
pretty,
about.
It's pretty long.
I got too excited for Travis Scott's song, and then it was garbage, and I just gave up on it.
Yeah.
Like if you can't make Travis Scott sound good, you're done.
Yeah, that was not
true.
But there was some highlights like Hurricane.
Hurricane was good. I liked Hurricane.
No Moon. Child Left Behind, Moon.
The thing about Gel that
and
bugs me.
Can we just appreciate how much better Donda is compared to like Drake's new album?
Oh, Children's
new
album.
Oh my gosh.
But you know what's funny? Drake like leaked a Kanye song for literally no reason. To like he was like, oh, that's a power move. But it was like better than his whole album.
I'm not
so
trying to call
no
him
sense.
Out or anything, but this is my personal opinion.
Yeah,
Drake's the
let's
worst.
Start some beef with
Drake
lost
older,
beef.
The older Kanye and the older Drake were great.
Oh,
nowadays, they are okay.
When they dropped a song with Eminem about LeBron James, I about cried. I was like six, but I just loved it so much.
Yeah, sorry. Certified boy lover was not the move.
To take me back to old Drake. Old Kanye.
I miss
take me back
Kanye.
To the life of Paul, Pablo Kanye.
No, that's like still pretty new Kanye, I'd say.
I miss
Kanye.
The old Kanye.
I miss the new.
I'm gonna play that
I don't
song.
Miss the new
Kanye. I hate the new Kanye. The bad news Kanye. The always rude Kanye.
I miss the old Kanye. Straight from the gold Kanye.
Yeah, he agrees, bro. He knows he's not doing so
well.
Well,
have you seen that one video where the kid comes up and is like, how did you write I Love Kanye? And he goes, I just thought about what I loved. You know, that was
hashtag freak Kim EK. Kim Kardashian ruined.
Yeah.
What's he do?
It's like Kanye had bipolar disorder or something.
Well, he has a lot of
yeah,
he has
a
lot
of
issues.
He has a lot of. But I love him.
I'm going to take a second to talk.
As a Kanye West fan and supporter, I may not enjoy Donda that much, but still respect the man.
Big fan.
Think about how much he's gone through, how much he's experienced with his mental health and his life, and just he still dropped a top five album this year thus far. So,
and it's okay to take your medicine.
Yes, it's okay to take your meds. Hey, you're important, and so is Kanye, but Kanye's a little more important. But like, you're still important.
He's literally the most rich man in like the rich black man in history. That's kind of crazy.
All right, fish boat.
Fish gang, fish life, fam. Fish love.
Live, love, fish boat.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening. To all those out there who are listening, we love you so much more
than everyone else.
Literally. Especially me. Don't you forget. Thank you for always being at our backs.
Guys.
Thank you for always supporting us. And to...
Wait, remember you told me follow.
Oh, yeah. Follow our Instagram and our Twitter at Fishboat Podcast. No caps.
Feel
no
like the,
spaces.
I feel like the Twitter is just dead.
The Twitter is a little dead, so just follow the Instagram.
Oh, yeah. So face reveal is coming soon.
Face reveal coming soon.
This
our
Saturday.
Best friend Martha is going to be coming soon. And if you've made it to this point,
and
please.
And Martha's mom. Wait. Oh, no. That's like.
That segment was deleted. We forgot about that.
You've made it this far.
What'd you say?
If you made it this far, on the topic of Martha's mom, please DM our Instagram with what is it called?
Stop.
Binary?
No, dude, they don't have to anymore.
00100100.
That was all deleted.
If you can, message us.
Now you're just being
person,
straight up weird.
First person to message us. First person to message us on Instagram with I love my mom in zeros and ones correctly. We'll make sure it's correct. First person to do so.
I can read binary. I can read binary.
I taught it.
First person.
Shut up.
First person to send that in will be on our next
it's
podcast with Martha. Be ready for episode 11. It's going to be a banger. Now.
Facts.
We love you. Shout out Hogelzoo.
Yes.
Havana. Ooh. La la.
He took me back to East Atlanta.
Sunday morning,
how you doing?